Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix salutes Chicago's baseball fans this October. As the playoffs heat up and our home team makes us proud, get the celebration started with the pregame ritual of Zing Zang Bloody Marys flowing around Chicago in anticipation of another winning combination of home runs and hot pitching. The award-winning taste of Zing Zang will bring back your favorite baseball memories and help you create new ones. Celebrate the postseason with a Bloody Mary so incredible, you can't believe it came out of a bottle. So, this week, whether you're watching the game in a Wrigleyville bar or pouring the perfect Zing Zang Bloody Mary while watching on your couch at home, raise your glass to Chicago baseball fans everywhere as they fly the W. Zing Zang Bloody Mary Mix. So good, vodka is optional. Visit ZingZang.com. That's ZingZang.com for all the recipes and upcoming events. ZingZang.com.
You know Schneider has led the trucking industry for 80 years. And you know Schneider has the widest variety of driving career options. But have you recently searched all of Schneider's career opportunities near you? At Schneider, we've made it easier than ever. Visit SchneiderJobs.com. Enter your zip code and click search. That's it. Don't miss out on the driving career you've always wanted. Visit SchneiderJobs.com, enter your zip code, and search. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Will face the Mets in the NLCS. No one can provide the epic level of coverage of this historic Chicago sports event like us. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. We are WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update Studio, I'm Jordan Burnfield. John Lester hasn't started since last Friday night when he was beaten by the Cardinals in Game 1 of the NLDS. But the Cubs left-hander not worried about having a week off between starts entering tomorrow night's Game 1 of the National League Championship Series.
I'll just take it as it comes. I mean, there's nothing you can really do. I got two sides in between this one, so it'll be fine. This time of year, it's usually nice to get a little break sometimes. We're all pretty worn down, but like I say, you just kind of take it as it comes and try to get your work in when you can, and try to balance it the best you can and not worry about it when you pitch.
Lester gets the ball in Game 1 against the Mets at 7:07 Central Time. Tomorrow, Cubs will face New York ace Matt Harvey. Who will they get in Game 2, though? With Noah Syndergaard pitching last night and warming up multiple times, some questions remain about whether he'll be able to go in Game 2. Steven Matz may get that start. Jake Arrieta will throw for the Cubs on Sunday. Game 1 tonight at the ALCS. It's the Royals and the Blue Jays from Kansas City. Marco Estrada held the Rangers to just one run in 6 1/3 innings in his first postseason start, which was Game 3 of the ALDS. He'll be opposed by Edinson Volquez, who's going for the Royals tonight. Martellus Bennett now questionable for the Bears. In Detroit on Sunday, the tight end injured his quad in practice yesterday, did not work out with the team today. Eddie Royal and Alshon Jeffrey also questionable for the contest. Doubtful Bears include Shea McClellan, Antrell Roll, Terrence Mitchell, and Ego Ferguson. Couple of college games tonight. Number 21, Boise State visits Utah State. Number 24, Houston plays at Tulane. Tomorrow, number 17, Iowa visits 20th-ranked Northwestern in the Wildcats homecoming game. 12th-ranked Michigan hosts number 7, Michigan State. We've got that game for you on the Score at 2:30. And it's number 14, Notre Dame with USC at home tomorrow. Southern Cal will be coached by Clay Helton. Steve Sarkisian fired earlier this week. And finally, the Blackhawks assigned defenseman Kyle Comiskey to AHL Rockford. Hawks will host Columbus tomorrow. Scoreboard update brought to you by New Mail Medical Center. Discover the new you, newmailmedical.com. And join the Score at Tommy's Sports Bar in Libertyville tomorrow from 8 to 10. And have your chance to light the lamp and win awesome prizes, all while drinking Coors Light. I'm Jordan Burnfield, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason playoff talk on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Sullivan Steakhouse.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
And the New York Mets will meet the Chicago Cubs in the National League Championship Series.
Come on in and greet the Mets!
North Side, Bill.
I hate to say it, but the Mets did it to the Cubs in 69.
Oh, no, no. Somehow. managed a 69 out of all of this.
What does that have to do with anything?
They ruined it for us.
What does that have to do with anything?
You know how many generations ago
What's
that is?
What's the relevance of that?
Quit yelling.
History repeats, my friend. These kids got to learn how to handle suffering or pain.
What the hell are you talking about?
Cubs lost in 1907.
Oh, my God. Bill, Bill.
Cubs fandom and this city as a sports town is going to be a better place when you're not in it.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
It's true, because people like you make this sports city suck.
Well, I hate to say it's going to happen again.
I don't believe in living in the past. I think the past is for cowards. You live in the past, you die in the past.
God, I hate people like that.
46 years ago, he thinks that matters now.
Find your other miserable friends in some stupid-ass corner bar and tell them. Save us the aggravation.
Unless I can beat him to a stool, I'll tell him. How it was 69.
69, dudes!
Boers and Bernstein.
We're two blacks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
You know the problem, the biggest problem with that idiot? They also won the World Series in 1907.
Correct. They did. You know what? I love that guy, though. He was alive in 1907.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's alive now.
He had the Mets. I don't know if he even knew they played last night. My feeling is he kind of didn't, but you know they're going to do it to him again. It wasn't a playoff series. Numb nuts. It's just a regular season, and the better team won.
He's Boers. I'm Bernstein. You can come join us and say hello. The convivial atmosphere at Big City.
Oh, convivial.
City
now
tap.
It is. Now we've had my brother is gone.
Yeah, finally, your damn brother was cashiered.
My brother Dave has been thrown out.
Damn! Now we got Dave Boers, Bill Boers, and Bob Boers.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. We're a happy family. Yep. We sit around and knock them down at night.
and wow, that was really quite something.
Well, he was shown the door and he recognized it.
Oh, the door! Yes,
the door! Yes, out the door.
So, Big City Tap is right at the corner of Sheffield and Belmont. So it is also dangerously close to the L stop, which means you can get all kinds of interesting traffic. You never know what the wonderful river that is the Red Line. It is Red Line, right?
Red Line
can bring you so. Hop on and then hop off and come here and hang out and have some Bud Light. It's the perfect beer for whatever happens.
I'm just hoping we hear from Bill again. I miss him already.
Springfield, here's Mike on the Score.
Hey, guys. Earlier you said Bryce Harper had like 97 homers before his 23rd birthday, around in there.
Yes.
And you compared him to some of the other 500 homer guys.
Yes.
And Bernie Banks comes to mind because Ernie didn't come up till he was kind of like 22 anyway, and then his birthday's in January, so he would have maybe only had 50 at bat.
That's the point. The point is Bryce Harper started getting major league at bats at 19.
That's exactly the point.
That's the point. It's just is how quickly, how early he began accruing home runs. Was that hard to understand?
Yes, for him it was. If you wanted to defend Ernie Banks, you should have been part of his will.
Nobody's attacking Ernie Banks.
We're not attacking Ernie.
Babe Ruth only had 9 because he was...
attacking Frank Thomas then, too.
You're not attacking them.
Okay, we're not
you're
attacking
just pointing them. Out how many Bryce Harper happens to have.
That's the point. But you know what? I give up. I really do. There is no point to this.
Maybe I should start drinking because they were been offering.
Need company.
They've been the Bud people have offered an unlimited Bud and Bud Light, and then that guy's pouring bourbon down people's throats and.
Hello.
That's some fire water. That stuff, man.
Yes, it is. Whoo! Well, I'm glad I didn't have any, huh?
Yeah, it's a really good thing you didn't, because otherwise...
I'd have been awful.
Right, God knows
I'd have been awful.
Could possibly have occurred.
I'd have been reliving 1908.
I'm going to take a call from Cincinnati. Not Cincinnatus. He's busy. He's back in the stock room.
He's getting daddled something. Give me some powder and whiskey.
He's in the puzzle today. Daddle.
Oh, Daniel, not Cincinnatus.
No, D-A-N-L.
That's a puzzle answer. You come up with Cincinnatus, then you got a puzzle.
Well, I'll talk to Brendan Emmett Quigley and Matt Gaffney and Byron Walden and Joe Krozel.
Cincinnatus.
Talk to Patrick Blindauer and Elizabeth Gorski. Hi, Matt. You're on the Score.
Hey, guys. How you doing? It's great to be on.
Don't bet on it.
Yeah, don't put any hard-earned money on that.
All right. Well, I am calling from Cincinnati, and even though my teams are out of the playoffs, I'm very excited about the Cubs being in the World Series and wish them nothing but the best. But I have come up with what I think is a great idea for this city of Chicago.
This is going to be horrible.
This is good. No, this is going to be great. And, you know, the Cubs being in the World Series would already be fantastic enough, and the eyes of the nation would be on Chicago waiting for them to break the curse. But I think to even take the next step, you have to face this curse head on. And I think it would just be fantastic if Chicago hosts Game 3. I guess that'd be the first game they host since the American League won the All-Star game. That is a pregame setup. You know, the announcer comes on and says, "Welcome to Wrigley Field. We'd like to direct your attention to the pitcher's mound for tonight's ceremonial first pitch." And throwing out tonight's ceremonial first pitch is.
Oh, boy.
I love you, Chris Tannehill.
Yeah, fine. Any guesses? Any guesses?
Sosa.
Dan.
Bartman. Okay.
Correct.
Oh, thank you.
Because you're on the same page as Matt from Cincinnati.
No, isn't there
Dan's long lost brother
in Cincinnati?
They've eradicated it.
Yeah, but they don't talk about the Cubs though.
Oh, that's great, Tanny. I can just imagine he's just waiting.
Oh, he's waiting for that. Yeah, you said that.
You know, actually, it was like a last minute thing there. I think the buildup it just took too long. It wore his patience thin. I think the booze and pizza is wearing off. So you know,
it's such a long setup.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Lakeview, Jason, you're on WSCR.
Hi. Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm calling to see if you could help me out. I had a curiosity question come up with a buddy I was talking with yesterday regarding the World Series. Can you think of the last World Series championship team that was no hits by the worst team in baseball in the regular season?
The last World Series champion that was no hit, but I could find out, but I don't want to because I don't care. Why do you care?
I'm just curious.
Okay. I'm not really because I don't think it matters.
I don't think it does either. We've talked about the redness of baseball ad nauseum a million times, and I don't want to talk about it again. And I don't care about that answer either. I'm going to Cincinnati. I'm going to party with him. I think you could use a friend, don't you?
You know what we need right now? I'm just perfect. Maddox boy on the Northwest side.
Oh, right, physicist.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. I heard the guy earlier who talked about good pitching beating good hitting. The best team in baseball for pitching this past year was the St. Louis Cardinals, and how did that work out for them? Yeah, you're right, Dan. In a short series, it doesn't matter. And if you remember, I've actually analyzed this. All it takes is one hot pitcher. Josh Beckett threw 35 innings in 16 days and won a World Series.
Yeah, Madison Bumgarner, Cliff Lee. I mean,
what you can do, and I actually will look this up statistically, is because the postseason usually means that you use fewer starting pitchers, they tend to be better starting pitchers. You'd think that the 1990s Braves would have won every year. They won one World Series with three guys who were first ballot Hall of Famers.
It's
so 15 random.
15 spins of the wheel.
Mm-hmm.
15 spins random. Of the wheel, yeah.
Right, right.
Three Hall of Famers.
Right. Three first ballot Hall of Famers and two guys with a combined 640 wins.
They won once. That's correct. Right. Yep.
So anyway.
So the great pitching beats good hitting just died on the vine.
When it doesn't.
Yeah, because it doesn't. I mean, that's almost, you would almost think it's illogical to believe that pitching staff with three Hall of Famers would not have won more than one World Series in 15 tries.
Because it's hard to win the World Series, even when you're the best team of one of the best teams. And that's all that anybody's ever said about this Cubs rebuild, is that all they're trying to do is maximize the number of spins of the wheel that they get.
Yeah, and the Cubs clearly went the other direction. They're not really worried about young pitching.
Correct, because the game changed.
Yeah, they're not worried
they
about
They realized it. The market inequity was hitting.
Yep.
So they drafted hitting, and they figured we'll find pitching.
And choir members.
Oh, that Kyle Schwarber stuff.
That's just great.
Every
he's
next
into
thing.
It, too. He's not just there. Well, he's into it.
He's trying, you know?
Well, you think he's out of, what do you think? He's out of rhythm? Is he out of rhythm?
No, I don't think he's naturally
gifted musically?
Well, I don't know. I can't
speak for his singing because I couldn't quite tell.
Yeah, I think he was tearing it up.
I couldn't tell how good his singing
was. I think
he
believed he sounded like Marvin Gaye.
What? Back to Tanny's shotgun. But he it looked like he was...
having a great time?
Thinking about his choreography. That's all I can say, is that it appeared he's thinking, okay, left foot, right foot, hand. But the white suit is just terrific. And the fact is that
proud of it.
He says this... Purple Pizzazz was the name of the group, this choir. And... he said, I was the guy struggling to pick up the dance steps. I couldn't really sing. He said, I wouldn't take it back. It's probably one of the better experiences of being in high school.
Okay. Okay.
Whatever, dude.
Whatever. Okay. I have a feeling the baseball career probably was pretty good there, but... if the choir moved
football
your
and
needle.
Baseball, not surprisingly, yeah. Played football. I mean, I don't think a football coach would let him not play football at that point.
I just picture him with a bat in his hand the entire time.
Like he's just never.
When do we hit?
Yeah, there were some of those steps where he might as well have had that. Yeah, they're a little bit not quite with the rest of the group.
Do I get to hit something now?
Yeah, it was. But I
kind of want to hit something.
I thought he worked very hard at it, and he's a 7.
Yeah, just could you imagine him when he was like 9? Just, making people miserable and youth baseball diamonds across Central Ohio. Could you just imagine?
No question. I actually could. I've seen kids like that.
What was that 10U team that had Joey Gallo and Chris Bryant on it? I mean, come on.
Come on.
Seriously? That's a team you run into at some tournament? You got to be like, what the hell?
He and Harper were teammates too, weren't they?
Yeah, I think in that year they played against Harper, though. He was on a different travel outfit of some kind. But I saw that. There's the two. There's Chris Bryant celebrating with Joey Gallo. Like, you don't want to run into them somewhere.
That's terror coming your way. I've seen a few kids like that. I mean, probably not exactly like that, but guys that are just way ahead of everybody else.
There's a tweet here from Rich who says, hey, I'm just curious about some Cubs trivia. Can you look it up for me? I figure you aren't busy right now. Yeah, we'll get right on that. Thanks.
So we'll do.
Boers and Bernstein, 312-644-6767. You're listening to The Score.
Bears, Lions. Can the Bears and John Fox win this divisional showdown? Bears fans, if you want the highest level of coverage and analysis of Bears, Lions, then you better keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. The LA Dodgers get beat once again in the postseason, so the question now is, where does that leave manager Don Mattingly? Answer, not in a very good spot. Look, it's not his fault they lost to the Mets. But given that payroll, another postseason flameout, and the fact that this front office inherited him and did not hire him, he probably is on the firing line. When they're paying what they're paying, they have to get out of the NLDS. And yes, he and Andrew Friedman may not see eye to eye philosophically, and yes, you can question Mattingly at times strategically. But to me, that loss isn't on him. He's a good baseball man. I would love to see him get another shot. He's managed a clubhouse with a variety of personalities and kept it from exploding. And if you're going to fire him, you better have somebody better to replace him. I would love to see this guy get another shot. I just don't know that he will. I'm Jim Rome.
Buffalo Wild Wings wants to make you football rich. They've created limited-time menu items like the Kickin' Shrimp Tacos, 3 mini tortillas packed with popcorn shrimp. It's football season, and there's only one place to be. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
When you decide it's time to go the extra mile and build your future, something changes. Your life becomes extraordinary. And that's what the U.S. Army Reserve is all about. In just 1 week in the month and 2 weeks a year, you'll get an edge in your everyday life. The Army Reserve offers hands-on training in high-tech careers, so your skills grow right along with your mental and physical strength. Covering college costs, assistance with student loans, they're all added benefits of joining the Army Reserve. And with flexible service options, you won't have to give up your day-to-day life. Plus, you could be eligible for an enlistment bonus of up to $20,000. Build your future in the Army Reserve with excellent career training, education benefits, flexible service options, and more. Plus, you'll make a difference in the lives of others, as well as your own. Go the extra mile in your life and visit GoArmyReserve.com to learn more about the Army Reserve. Paid for by the U.S. Army.
Right now at Kohl's, buy more, save more. Take an extra 15% off. Spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then, stock up with 40 to 50% off sweaters and fleece for the family, 40 to 50% off Carter's fall playwear, and 50 to 60% off pillows, blankets, and throws. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Fourth and two. Here's the snap. He rolls right. Looks like he's heading into the stands to talk to some fans. Let's go to the field, Mike. They're talking about a huge fall sale happening at Old Navy. Now that sounds like a game changer. Uh-oh. The quarterback's running off the field to Old Navy.
Run to Old Navy right now for the huge fall sale. Save up to 50% off fall's best sweaters, flannels, and jeans for the whole family. Sweaters and flannels start at just $15. Hurry in. Valid 10/13 through 10/18. Select styles only.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
What's even better than your favorite pair of jeans? How about getting them at the lowest price of the season? Well, Levi's is letting you do just that. Right now, you can find Levi's jeans in an assortment of styles starting at just $32.99. That's right. Find men's, women's, juniors, all shapes and sizes starting at $32.99. With prices this good, you can double up on your favorites or try a whole new look. But act fast. After October 26th, this offer is over. Find Levi's lowest prices of the season at JCPenney now.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers on back taxes, resulting in back taxes reduced by thousands of dollars. An open phone line has been established by Federal Tax Relief for consumers to call and see if you qualify for this reduction to ensure your financial stability during this decline in the economy. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199. If you owe back taxes to the IRS, there is no need to fear anymore. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers, resulting in tax debts reduced by thousands of dollars. For your free information and to see if you qualify for your reduction, call the Federal Tax Relief Hotline, 1-800-237-2199. 1-800-237-2199. That's 1-800-237-2199.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. Call 800-790-4961. That's 800-790-4961. Again, 800-790-4961.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-201-6435. Again, that's 800-201-6435. 800-201-6435.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And hold on. What? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will, in fact, have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
The only thing that matters is that we know that we can beat them. They know they can beat us because based on what they've gone through to this particular moment. So I don't think there's any real weight to be attached to that whatsoever. They're an entirely different team. We're different too. We're pretty different compared to that particular moment. But they are really different.
I think way too much has been made of the fact that Cubs were 7-0 against the Mets this year.
It doesn't mean anything.
It absolutely means nothing. Well, you know, I prefer the Mets. Be careful what you ask for. Boys and Birds in Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. At least the manager knows.
Yeah, these next games don't care about the record in any previous games.
And besides that, it's a different team and a different experience level and a lot of other stuff about it. So just, you know, never ever think you have anything in any bag. In my bag, I got it. No. It's baseball, so you never know what's going to happen. All I know is the Mets looked like a better team than the Dodgers like that, just because they won, just because they're smarter, just dopey. I mean, the Dodgers are just like in this fog, and I don't know if it's
bad managing.
Do you think so?
That's what bad managed teams look like.
Yeah.
In that fog.
Okay, we probably should have covered the base over there.
What? It's a tying run. What?
Nobody realizes that it's a live ball and nobody's covering over there. Even Timmy Tuffle over at the third base coach didn't see him coming. See that?
No.
He was just kind of waiting there. He's like, oh, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
How's it going?
How you doing, Murph?
Hi.
I'm good.
Hey. Not far enough.
I think there's a certain expectation about this. And again, count nothing that happened during these two teams. It's a different Mets team if you've been watching them. And nothing. It starts from ground zero, and we'll see what happens. And also be aware, it has nothing to do with 1969.
A couple emails coming in here. This from Marlon Brando's Helper Monkey. He says, my wife runs a high school show choir exactly like Kyle Schwarber's Purple Pizzazz. It's always hard to recruit boys. And a lot of times, outnumber the boys 2-1. However, the smart directors recruit stud athletes, and it convinces more boys to join the group. So it wouldn't surprise me if Schwarber fell into that category.
Me too.
I'm sure it's easier said than done, though. I mean, to actually get it, I mean, to say, hey, you want to come do this?
No. Do I get to hit something with a stick? Then no.
He's not.
I'll do it if I get to hit stuff with a stick.
But the fact is, that took practice. He had to work on that. You got to be a part of the group. You got to come to the practices. You
got
to learn the songs.
He's got time in the spring.
I don't know. I don't know if athletes do so much now.
I don't know. You know what? All I know is that I love it.
Well, Rudy says the Schwarber dancing thing was cute, but I got such a kick out of them practicing bat flips in the cage yesterday. I am annoying everyone by flipping everything. I signed the check at dinner last night and bat flipped the pen in the air. Got home from walking the dogs. Leashes go flying through the yard. As soon as I hit send on this email, I'm flipping the keyboard out the window and calling it a weekend. This sports weekend is going to be so much fun. Well, the mayor of Toronto did it. Not Rob Ford, not the fun mayor of Toronto.
Yeah, but that's the fun
mayor. The current guy who's got like the Robert Redford thing going on. He did some ceremonial bat flip earlier today. It was kind of lame. See, Rob Ford would flip his crack pipe over, right? I mean, that's and just the fact that if you miss Chip Carey, Chip Carey's like he says, an old baseball fart. He loves this stuff.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how you could watch that game and not love what he did. I really don't, because if you don't, then stop watching. Stop watching the sport. A lot made about the TV numbers, even though we're up, they still didn't match football. Didn't match Monday Night Football, didn't match this, didn't match that. That is true, but when you look at all the things that baseball has going for it, and yeah, they'd like a younger fans, they'd like to attract the younger people, but I mean, baseball still has a lot going for it.
Somebody, not surprisingly, has actually done the legwork for the earlier trivia question that was asked. This is from Sean. The last team to win the World Series and get no hit at all during the season, the 1988 Dodgers. They were no hit by Tom Browning of the Reds.
Ooh.
On September 16th of 1988.
Oof.
Yeah, but the Reds weren't the worst team in baseball. That's when they were getting good, because they won the World Series a couple years after that. In Peoria, it is Jeff. He is on the Score.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to bring up, and when people are talking about 1969, I just had a thought. I remember the Cubs in 84, and they obviously won the division at the time that the Cubs and the Mets were in the NL East. So 69 wouldn't apply. They won the division since then against the Mets.
Nothing applies.
Boy, this has been a rough.
It's not. This isn't dismissed on a technicality.
I'm going to go out and find my brother and bring him back in.
He's probably sitting right outside.
He's wherever he's at. I'm bringing him back in and have him call. Okay, fine. All right. That was. We need more of that.
That was the sum total of the discourse. It really was.
I know.
Well, it makes him a true Boris.
Yes, it does. I'm sad to say, I will not deny that.
Your guy, your brother Dave Boris, was
my
here.
Brother Dave is still sitting out there yelling at cabs.
He asked me for $100.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Does he know who he's talking to?
I mean,
$100.
He said, "Yeah, I put together a bunch of old sports cards, and he said, give me $100 for it."
That guy must not listen because he knows you're good for 20.
And I said,
maybe.
Yeah. No, wait, no. As long as you're out of gas, your church van is broke down.
Tell me his church bus broke down, right? So I said, no, I'm not really in the market for sports cards. And he's like, I have a bunch of memorabilia. Make it 50. And I said,
make it 50.
I said, make it no.
Help my brother out.
No, you help your brother out. You're
he
your
didn't
brother's
ask
keeper.
Me. He didn't ask me. He had no offers for me whatsoever. Except a slight sexual advance. But no, I he did not offer that to me. He came in and talked to you. Told him to do that.
He was waiting for me here to
ask
me for $100 for a bunch of cards.
What do you know, it was funny, though, what that caller said is Tanny and I were just talking about the 84 season. And I was like, well, what happened in 1983 before
83.
The Cubs were 71 and 91.
Oh,
and they had a really nice turnabout there for 84.
That's the other thing he said before he got too drunk to talk. He said he knows Clark from Des Plaines, which doesn't surprise me at all.
And how did you let him get kicked out?
He said no, but he said he knows Clark from Des Plaines, and he could hook us up if we needed.
Yeah, yes, but you know what's crazy now, though, is if you look back at that 1983 season.
83.
The Phillies won the East Division with 90 wins only.
Mm-hmm.
Just interesting. The Pirates actually finished with 84, and the Expos with 82, so they were right there, one above, one below, 83 wins.
83.
Not quite, though.
Expos. Yeah, that, you know what? I forgot all about that. That evens everything up.
It does. It's all even now.
All even now.
Scoreboard update.
And from the Score Update studio, I'm Jordan Bernfield. A lot is made about the Cubs' streak of futility, which will reach 107 seasons if the Cubs don't win the World Series this year. But John Lester, not worried about that heading into Game 1 of the National League Championship Series.
It's got to end sometime, right? I mean, it's been a long time. So, but we can't look too far ahead right now. We got to worry about, worry about tomorrow, worry about the Mets, and if we get into that position, obviously it's going to be a pretty special time for the city of Chicago.
Cubs left-hander gets the ball at Citi Field tomorrow to face the Mets. He'll be opposed by New York's Matt Harvey. The Mets still not yet sure who they'll pitch in Game 2. Noah Syndergaard did pitch last night, so his status up in the air at this point. The American League Championship Series commences this evening. We're getting closer to first pitch now, slated for just after 7 p.m. Royals host the Blue Jays' Marco Estrada against Edinson Volquez. Add Martellus Bennett to the list of Bears dealing with injury now. The tight end suffered a quad injury in practice yesterday, now listed as questionable for Sunday's game between the Bears and Lions. Eddie Royal and Alshon Jeffrey both questionable as well. College football, Michigan and Michigan State meet in Ann Arbor tomorrow. Jim Harbaugh's team seeking another signature win in his first season. Game will be live on the Score at 2:30. 20th-ranked Northwestern hosts number 17 Iowa tomorrow morning. Number 14 Notre Dame has USC in South Bend. NIU visits Miami of Ohio. And ESPN reports Lamar Odom is conscious and is breathing on his own. He's even spoken a few words today in a Las Vegas hospital. He remains in critical condition after being found earlier this week unconscious in an area brothel. Last Friday, Undateable Live premiered, and it was interactive and hilarious as the cast connected with the fans while the show was happening. Tonight, they're doing it again. And don't miss Undateable Live, followed by the premiere of the great new comedy Truth Be Told. It all begins at 8, 7 Central, only on NBC. I'm Jordan Bernfield, and you're listening to the radio home for Cubs postseason playoff talk, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Dare we go back to the phone lines? You want to try it again?
We shall. We'll take a couple here, but there's some people are also opining on the Kyle Schwarber show choir video. And Tim via Twitter says, you're missing the part where you get to spend lots of time with the ladies in the show choir. You do. I'd have to go back and watch that video because I didn't really see any. There wasn't a specific draw that jumped out at me at that point. But there's no question that that's true.
Could have been the case for the whole school, though.
And David says, I teach color guard and marching band. Same deal, 90% girls. Really hard to recruit boys, but you get one athlete, they start coming out. Well, if they're coming out, that's much more fun.
That's a different party.
Right. That's great, too.
That's a different class.
No, I can speak from experience. Look, girls are girls, and whether you're meeting them through the speech team or debate or anything else, it doesn't mean that it's not worthwhile. Spent a lot of times on long bus rides with a lot of women. Sometimes hotel stays for the out-of-town tournaments. Those are fun, too.
I never had that. I never talked to women at all.
Still don't. It's part of your policy.
That's about right. Yeah, that's about right.
Paul is on the score.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
Hey, I just wanted to get your feeling on this one here. I was a teenager. I was a junior in high school back when the Bears won the Super Bowl, and that Monday, school was out all over the city. Now, if the Cubs make it and win the World Series, what do you think the city might do with that?
Well, I'm the same age as you. I had to go to school.
No, I didn't. On the South Side, we were out. At Morgan Park High School, we did not have school that Monday.
There was no Morgan Park High School then.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
I would look.
I'll call Rom.
CPS has missed enough damn days. Missed enough, and they started late. And now they're pushing the end of this year all the way into the late June. So no, my kids are going to be in school. I can tell you that
by themselves,
if need be. Even if CPS does cancel, they're going. Barrington, here's Kevin on the score.
Oh, hey, how you doing, fellas? Quick question. Joe Madden, we measure success through championships. Is he the best manager in the league? And two, bullpens, we've got Kansas City. They've got the best 7-8-9. Do you guys have enough trust in our bullpen to not only get it through the NLCS, but also win the World Series? I'll hang up and let you guys talk. Thanks, fellas.
What? I don't know what any of that was. I mean, the answer is maybe.
Mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, nobody knows. You can't predict outcomes. If you're good enough to get to this point, if you're good enough to make the playoffs, you're good enough to win the World Series.
I have some faith in the Cubs bullpen, don't you? I'm not. Why would I?
But it's not about faith, really.
I know. I don't.
It doesn't matter about the faith. It matters that they have as good a chance as anybody to win the World Series. That's a fact. So don't worry about it. Dan Durkin is
the favorite to do it.
He is going to tell us about the Bears and the Lions. He goes inside the X's and O's, so he'll do that next on The Score.
Cubs playoff coverage on The Score is presented by Budweiser, official beer of the Chicago Cubs. Great times are waiting. Grab some Buds.
Want to experience some real excitement this weekend? Get to Ryan Field tomorrow for a classic Big Ten showdown when Northwestern hosts Iowa. Limited tickets remain. Visit nusports.com.
That's the sound of a computer getting hacked, which happens 18 times a second to people, to big companies, to everyone. Want to be ready for a cybersecurity career? Then you are kind of different. Because DeVry University's cybersecurity programming specialization immerses you in cyber attack simulations so you can be career ready the day you graduate. DeVry University. Different on purpose. Learn about all our technology programs at DeVry.edu.
For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/BCIS. Program availability varies by location.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute brought to you by FanDuel. You want some inside tips for picking your Week 6 fantasy lineup? Defense wins championships, and the same can go for your FanDuel league. Pick a defense early. I see great value in the Jets against the Redskins. And Denver, that defense has been great. They're going to cause problems for the Cleveland Browns. I don't care how hot Josh McCown has been. Wide receivers, Mike Wallace against a bad Chiefs secondary. You just saw Jay Cutler pick him apart with nobody. And Larry Fitzgerald is still the man in Arizona. Need
need a sleeper? Sharkhandrick West looks like the guy who's going to step in for the injured Jamal Charles in Kansas City. There'll be tremendous value there. But pay attention, in the Marshawn Lynch, Thomas Rawls thing, if Lynch is back, he'll get the bulk of the work. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weeklyroundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL, and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
Right now at Kohl's, buy more, save more. Take an extra 15% off. Spend $100 or more and take an extra 20% off. Go to Kohl's.com to download your savings pass. Then stock up with 40 to 50% off sweaters and fleece for the family, 40 to 50% off Carter's fall playwear, and 50 to 60% off pillows, blankets, and throws. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Right now at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
What's even better than your favorite pair of jeans? How about getting them at the lowest price of the season? Well, Levi's is letting you do just that. Right now, you can find Levi's jeans in an assortment of styles starting at just $32.99. That's right. Find men's, women's, juniors, all shapes and sizes starting at $32.99. With prices this good, you can double up on your favorites or try a whole new look. But act fast. After October 26th, this offer is over. Find Levi's lowest prices of the season at Macy's now.
It's gonna be one of those nights. Your football weekend kicks off here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. The bitter rivals, the showdowns and the throwdowns, ground and pound and pass happy, prime time matchups. Football starts here with Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network. Night, night.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
One package.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
Hug it, chug it, football!
Dan Durkin.
The best human talent there is.
Breaking down the X's and O's.
It's like holding Jell-O. It's a tough job.
Dan Durkin.
That's exactly what you hope you hear.
Dan Durkin with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 4:42 on Chicago Sports Radio 670, let's go. We have a man who can break it down like nobody's business.
It's already that time of this week. It is Friday, and Dan Durkin, who's on Twitter at DJ Durkin, and writes for 670thescore.com, can tell us what the film says to him about the Bears' offense against the Lions' defense and the Bears' defense against the Lions' offense. So what jumps off the tape at you?
Hello, boys.
Hello.
What jumps up the tape to me? I think that first and foremost, this Lions offense is just, you know, very confusing when you actually look at it. When you think about the amount of talent and the high picks that they've invested at a lot of, you know, positions throughout the offense, their struggles are surprising. And I think that it all kind of comes back to two things for me. First and foremost, this team struggles to run the football. They have 2.8 yards per carry average, which is the lowest in the league. I think they average 49 yards rushing per game. I mean, it's just really difficult to do anything at that point. And then compounding problems is this offensive line is inexperienced. There's a lot of youth in the middle. So they have a really tough time not only getting movement in the run game, but also protecting Matt Stafford. And so when you can't run the ball, when you can't protect, it's very difficult for this team to work the ball down the field. So they've kind of become this horizontal passing attack, which really doesn't make sense when you have people like Calvin Johnson and, you know, Golden Tate that can kind of put pressure over the top of the defense. And so they really struggle to work the ball down the field, because if you can't protect, typically teams go to play action to work the ball to the deeper zones of the field. But when you can't run the ball, no team's going to actually respect your ability to run the football. So it's been real mess when I look at this team offensively, and just their struggles are very surprising to me. But again, it comes down to the basic fundamentals. If you can't block, you're really not going to be able to do much on offense.
How does Calvin Johnson look to you?
He looks a little different, Terry. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think that he's lost some of his explosiveness as he's gotten up in age. You know, he's a guy who, you know, you're so accustomed to seeing make highlight catches, you know, on a week in, week out, weekly basis. But, the difference that he made in games was typically downfield. You know, you want to trust him at the 16-plus yard mark down the field to win a 50-50 ball or to win a contested throw. It just hasn't been there. I went back and I watched the Cardinals game, and I saw him just running a lot of, you know, just shallow cross and, like, drive routes over the middle of the field. While those work, I mean, he's not the same yard after catch guy that he was previously. He doesn't have that same, you know, extra gear that he did on a 6'5", 235-pound frame. But, I think that a lot of this comes back to, like I said, their inability to really give Matthew Stafford any time to throw the football down the field is problem number one. Calvin may be losing his step, number two. And just like this offense is disjointed. There's something not right. And Matthew Stafford's willingness to consistently put the ball into harm's way, his decision-making, his poor mechanics, all of those things are just compounding a lot of problems when I watch the team offensively.
We're used to seeing the Bears' defense against the Lions as run by Lovie Smith, or as conceived by Lovie Smith and run by somebody else. This is going to be the first time that it's all going to look a little bit different. And rather than having Charles Tillman simply shadow Calvin Johnson around with safety help, there are different concepts at play here defensively and in play. So these corners that the Bears have now are a different type. These aren't cover two corners. And we certainly see it when the way they jump some of the routes and the way they have to be maybe a little more, use more speed and less physicality. What changes now? What's going to look different philosophically as far as different from what we're used to seeing in this matchup?
Yeah, I think that, you know, Dan, to your point, I remember a couple of years ago when Lovie basically asked Charles to played a ton of cover three and cover one, and they just let Charles kind of follow him around the field, really locked him down in a year where Calvin Johnson was getting 100-plus on a weekly basis. The thing I liked about Fangio is while they played a lot of man principles to start the season, I went back and watched the tape from the Chiefs game, a lot of zone concepts as well. So I think that he is willing to tailor his game plan to whatever is necessary. I don't think that threat of getting beat over the top still exists with this team, because I think Fangio is going to trust his front four and his front, you know, five in some situations to actually get home. I think that he's going to be able to run stunts. That's one of the things that I've seen the last couple weeks this team really struggle with, is interior line games, whether it's, you know, a tackle and end or a tackle and a tackle, or bringing in a linebacker to actually get in that A gap and either come or not, and to just basically create, you know, pre-snap confusion usually leads to post-snap disruptions, especially against this team. So I think that they're probably going to play a little bit more man than they have they did last week, certainly against the Chiefs, just because the fear of getting beat over the top really doesn't exist as much. Trust your front four to get home, get your coverage unit there, and I think good things are going to happen. I really honestly think that the Bears, and on both sides of the football, when I look at this game, I think the defensive lines have decided advantages over the offensive lines they're going to be going against. But you've seen the Bears' defensive line now 3 weeks in a row really kind of control the tempo and the pace up front. It took them a little bit last week against the Chiefs, but they did get it going there at the end. You know, Pernell McPhee each week is making plays. Jarvis Jenkins is making plays each week. And the thing that I like, too, is now that you have Jeremiah Ratliff back in the mix, you have a legitimate two-man rotation over the nose. So I think that the ability for the rush to get home is going to help that coverage unit. But I would anticipate a lot of man coverage this weekend.
Some rarefied air when the Bears defense is fourth in the league, though, I'll tell you that. That is something I would never expected a sentence I would put together.
No, not at all. And I mean, I thought that a legitimate and realistic expectation would be to get this team maybe in the top 20. 20.
Yep.
You know, when you think about how, you know, talent deficient they were heading into the season, mm-hmm. it's just a real, like, quantum leap to go from where they were last year and the year before to where they are now. And what's so encouraging, I think, for Bears fans when you think about that is they have so many needs talent-wise that you've got the coaches, you've got the scheme, you've got guys buying in, guys are playing faster now, they're thinking less, they're reacting more, and typically with athletes, good things happen in those moments when you get them out there just reacting instead of having to think, am I dropping here, am I a B-gap player on this play, you know, what's my read, am I watching the guard, you're like, they're just out there, they're doing it now, and I think that all of those things have turned out to be very positive, especially the last couple of weeks, and I think that can continue this week just because I don't see much from this Lions offense. Like I said, to reiterate what I said earlier, mm-hmm. when you can't run the football, bad things typically happen. When you're asking a quarterback who is so mistake-prone to throw the ball as frequently as Matthew Stafford is, typically bad things happen, and you're definitely seeing that in Detroit.
Compare and contrast the options for the Bears if Martellus Bennett indeed is sidelined with the quad injury he suffered in practice. Do they elevate Zach Miller to the number one spot and just someone else behind him because they have guys, or do they run more multiple wide receiver packages and not even include the tight end position as much?
I think they'll definitely include Zach Miller. You've seen him out there quite a bit. One of the things that I've noticed a lot with Adam Gase is early on in the game, they're running a three tight end set. You know, they're running a lot of zone stretch plays out of that. That would definitely change with Martellus out of the mix. I do think that Zach Miller would get elevated to that number one role. How effective he's going to be as an inline blocker, he has to prove that. However, when the Bears do create those extra gaps by running those multiple tight end situations, they're inviting linebackers and they're inviting safeties closer to the line of scrimmage. And so Zach Miller has actually blocked much better this year than I anticipated on some of those. He's definitely not the mauler or a guy that you're going to trust against, you know, a defensive end like you would Marty. But at the same time, I think that he's strong enough to actually turn a guy out and create a lane. So I think that I'd be surprised if Marty doesn't play. I mean, he's late in the week. Injuries are usually very dicey, but, you know, Marty's one of the tougher guys. I've covered him. I mean, he told us this very funny thing about how he doesn't believe in surgery, and he played a season with like a dislocated shoulder and like a torn MCL or something along those lines. So I mean, he's a very, very tough competitor. I would assume he's going to do everything he can to play, but if he doesn't, Zach Miller to me is the guy that's going to come in there. The Bears have been very reliant on their tight end personnel, but to your point, Dan, I think that you will see some more spread sets and probably second and short and third and manageable situations just because you're not going to get the same push from a tight end on the edge like you would with Marty in the game.
Tell me this. I'm at the point where, after watching this for 5 weeks now, and Dan, I could be completely crazy, but who's ever playing, I have complete faith in what Adam Gase does, what he puts together during the week. And I know this, I do this in the fly if Marty doesn't play. But, I mean, you watch this Bears offense, it's like I haven't seen this before. I've never seen this before since Jay Cutler's been quarterbacking. And I'm okay. I believe that whatever he has to do, he will put together a solid plan to get it done.
I completely agree, Terry, and I think that it's you know, there's still some plays that you'd like to have over with Jay. He still has made a couple mistakes,
yes,
in the red zone in particular. Think about the Oakland game. You think about the Packers game. But for the most part, those plays have been definitely minimized compared to how they were in the past. So I think that whatever Gase is telling them, and whether he's simplifying it or just the manner with which he is conveying what he wants people to know when they sit down in meeting rooms, it's working. Because Jay out there is much more comfortable in the pocket. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I always pay attention to with quarterbacks, and this to me shows me like their confidence level in the people around them and their confidence level in the system that they're running, is where do their eyes go when the rush is actually around them? When the pocket gets muddy, is their eye level dropping down to where they have to look back up and scan the field, or do they trust themselves, do they trust their feet to navigate laterally, keep their eyes down the field, and deliver the football instead of having to rescan the field? Or in some cases, where Jay's done this in the past, and Matthew Stafford does it a lot, is his eyes drop, and then he's automatically thrown to his primary, even if he is, you know, even if that person isn't open. But you haven't seen that with Jay. I thought he moved in the pocket so well late in the game against the Chiefs, and that made such a big difference to them, because the beginning portion of that game, the Bears' offensive line was just getting caved. They were getting no mm-hmm. protection for him. The pocket was constantly moving. It was getting broken from the inside. It was getting collapsed from the outside. But Jay was, he was a little off target for a good portion of that game, but when it counted, his eyes were down the field. He was scanning the field. Some of the throws that he made in the last, you know, 6-7 minutes of that game were, you know, those, there are few people in the NFL can make those types of throws. So whatever Gase is doing as far as where he's making his reads and how he's simplifying his reads, it's working. His game plans have been very good each week. So I do agree with you, Terry. It's just an entirely different feel to this team that you know it's not going to be out of hand very early on. This team's going to stick around. I anticipate a very close game this weekend just because even though the Lions are 0-5, the Bears just aren't talented enough to blow some team out of the water. So I think that, again, a sensible game plan I'm expecting on both sides of the ball.
Do you think that Marquise Wilson and Cameron Meredith are improving? Do you see that on film, that they're actually getting better? Or does it just so happen they're catching passes because they're playing and they're open enough for a hot quarterback?
I think with Meredith's situation, it's just, you know, who he is in a particular route combination. He's typically the guy that's not going to get double covered. He's not going to get, you know, safety attention. Marquise is different. He's become the primary target. If you go back to that 22-yard touchdown that got, that was double coverage. That was like a little like corner route that they ran. The thing I like about Marquise now, compared to where he was, you know, a couple of years ago, is how much more quiet he is at the top of his route. What you see with younger receivers is they have a tendency to tip. You could read whether mm-hmm. it's their hands or whether it's when they sink their hips. There's easy reads that they can give to cornerbacks, but I've definitely seen Marquise a little bit better about setting cornerbacks up and not giving away what it is that he's running. That particular route is great. I mean, the safety had to kind of come underneath to try and contest that pass. He left the guy that he was covering because he saw the color and made the decision on where he was throwing the football. But definitely a quieter body with Marquise when he's running his routes. And he's playing with more confidence. He's caught a lot of balls the last couple weeks in traffic, made guys miss, got vertical, especially in that Oakland game. So I think that he's a guy I loved out of Washington State. I think people forget about just how productive he was. He butted heads with Mike Leach, which to me wasn't that big of a deal because, you know, there's a lot of history about people not getting along with him.
Yes.
A phenomenal talent. The thing I worried about him was physically how he could hold up in the NFL just because a little bit slighter build. It's not often you see somebody who's 6'4" and 180 pounds, but he's a hands catcher. He's very quick. He gets vertical, and you've seen it the last couple weeks. So I think it's exciting for Bears fans, again, to think about when Alshon comes back, when Andy Royal comes back, when Kevin White comes back. If he's your number three or your number four receiver in some sets, you know, he's developed some nice chemistry with Jay the last few weeks.
All right, Dan, great job as always, my friend. We will visit with you next week, and have fun with the Bears.
Yeah, enjoy the Cubs, too. It's going to be a great weekend.
Oh, thanks, guys. You're telling me.
Speaking of which, those very Cubs will be the subject of our next segment with Bruce Levine, our baseball reporter for Sports Radio 670 The Score. He is in New York, and he joins us next. We're on the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour. If you're getting off of work, now's the perfect time to come enjoy a Bud Light or two with us at Big City Tap.
Big City Tap.
At the corner of Sheffield and Belmont on the north side of Chicago. You have the score.
The Cubs will face the Mets in the NLCS.
You have to at some point teach yourself a lesson and show yourselves you can be tough. Even though you might not get it done early in the year, you definitely want to see progress by the end, and we did.
Enjoy the moment, Cub fans. This October is for you. Keep it here as we cover the Cubs in the NLCS on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Cubs.
At DeVry University's College of Business, we're looking for what the companies you'd want to work for are looking for. The go-getters. Students who want to go places in the business they're in now or the startup they haven't even started yet. At DeVry, we teach what's been business world tested. So if you want to learn today and make an impact tomorrow, you're our kind of student. Our kind of different. DeVry University's College of Business. Different on purpose. Visit DeVry.edu.
Program availability varies by location. For comprehensive consumer information, visit DeVry.edu/consumer info.
Kings.com. Your season-long fantasy football squad may be going strong. There's a certain swagger to your step when you start your fantasy season undefeated. I see you guys out there. But now the tough part is to keep it going and stay healthy. It's all good. Just 11 weeks left to go, right? What could possibly go wrong? Why would you wait until week 16 to get paid? Keep that train rolling by drafting your week 6 lineup tonight, and you could get paid as soon as Monday at DraftKings.com. You've gathered so much football information from listening to The Score. It's time to put that knowledge to the test each and every week this season, only at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, there are no season-long commitments. You got an injured player, no problem, because it's like a new season every week this year at DraftKings.com, so you're never stuck stuck with injured players. And check this out. DraftKings is crowning a new millionaire every week this season. Here's another useful nugget for when you're picking that perfect lineup this weekend. Coming into the season, Cincinnati had a 3.1% chance of going undefeated through week 5. Not only have they accomplished that with their 17-point comeback win over Seattle, but their QB and tight end play has yielded a league-high total of 216 DraftKings points this season. Wow, it's so simple to play. All you got to do is pick your players, pile up the points, and then pick up your cash. Believe me when I tell you this, guys, you've never experienced football like this before. I've won money playing fantasy football on DraftKings.com, and so can you. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Hurry to DraftKings.com now, use promo code Chicago, and play for free with your first deposit.